Dead Kingdom. I'm just playing. No, the reason why Kansas City is one of the worst dating cities in America. Bro, I just said this. It's the multiverse of fuckery, dude. And if you know anything about the multiverse of madness, or like what's going on in the Marvel Phase 4, about to be Phase 5, it's all about the multiverse. In Kansas City, you could find the same variant of the chick or dude that you used to fuck with. In anybody. You could find that. And it's so similar. Like, it's very similar, man. It's a specific archetype that you could find in someone. You could find it in the next fucking person. Doesn't matter what color they are. Doesn't matter what, you know, whatever. What race, hair color, eye color. It's the same fucking shit, dude. And everyone here is connected one way, shape, or form.
Oh, bro, that's what I hated the most, man. It's like a web, man. And
that, everyone is connected. Have you seen web
never ends.
Have you seen the Madam Web movie? Mm-mm. I heard it was terrible. I'm not seeing it. My brother wants to see it. I'm like, no, we're not seeing that shit. But, bro, it's too many connections, man. Too many connections. Have I told you that story about when, bro, you want to talk about how small this city is? You know I like to tell stories. Yeah. So one time, man, I'm gonna make this short. There was this girl that I had matched with on Hinge, okay? Matched with her on Hinge. We met up twice. Yeah, three times, actually. First time we met up, we got ice cream, okay? Then, second time we met up, back when I was working nights, she came over to my apartment during the daytime because she was off. Comes over, we go to my pool, hang out at the pool, get Panda Express, and then, like, go back to my apartment, eat the Panda Express, chill in my room. We end up smashing, right? The whole time she's feeling bad because she goes, hey, I feel terrible because I did this to, I should be trying to make things work with this other guy.
Oh, man, I remember this.
Yeah. She's like, I should be trying to make things work with this other guy. So I'm like, okay. And she goes, yeah, I just feel terrible. I'm like, okay, fine. Meanwhile, I'm in a group chat that I just started with one of my homeboys and a friend that we have that me and this other guy are friends with our mutual friend, that one of my homeboys. Fam, the girl that told me that she didn't want nothing to do with me because she's trying to make it work with this guy hits me up, right? She didn't talk to me for like 3 weeks. Hits me up out of the blue. And she's like, hey, like, how is everything? How are you doing? Like, I was just thinking about you today, da 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 da. And I'm like, oh, I've been good, you know? And I was like, she goes, yeah, are you doing anything like Wednesday or Thursday? I'm like, those are actually my off days. I was like, and I'm actually making like some pasta or whatever. I'm making like Alfredo. She goes, oh my God, I would love that. And I would love to catch up with you sometime, wink face. And I'm like, okay, cool. My homeboy's friend hits me up in the group chat. He goes, hey, Christian, how do you know so-and-so? I said, oh shit. And he goes, bro, how do you know her? And I'm thinking like, nigga, like, why are you asking me that? Like, you know, like, and I was like, I didn't say it. I was just like, man, you have to, you have to ask her. He then goes, oh, LOL, I just think it's funny because she's actually in my bed right now. And I'm like, what? Like, what, of all fucking people, dude? Like, of all people, her? Man, so the next morning, the girl hits me up and she's like, hey, you know, was so-and-so mean to you? Like, was he mean? I was like, no, you just told me that what the fuck was going on. She goes, yeah, that's actually the guy who I was talking about that I wanted to make things work with, but we're kind of toxic. And I'm like, okay. So, like, after all that shit, bro, I was just like, what are the fucking odds, bro? Of all people, of all hundreds of thousands of people, bro.
Why are you, bro?
Why me? Why is it that I'm the one that fucking, I'm fucking a chick that just met this nigga in the group chat, and we just happen to be fucking the same girl. Like, bro, it's horrible, dude. Variety. Fucking variety, dude. And then on top of that, it's the same shit. All the people here like the same things, dude. All the girls here like tacos, Marks, Chiefs.
Oh, man.
Tacos, Marks, Chiefs, and church brunch. Tequila's your favorite drink.
In that order.
Tequila's your favorite drink. They all want to know about the fucking Roman Empire. They're Swifties. Yeah, bro. This is, they're variants. They're all variants of the same fucking person, dude. That's what I don't fucking like about it. That's what I think it is. It's people talk, oh, well, it's a lack of vicinities. And no, man, we're right. We are. Wait, here's the thing. There is a lack of vicinities. Yes. There is a lack of things to do here. But when you've dated one of them, you probably dated about half. Like, a lot of similarities. Now, and I'm just speaking from a guy's perspective.
Right.
I don't know what it's like when women are trying to date these other niggas out here. I don't know. But from a guy's perspective, bro, it's all the fucking same, bro. It's all the same. You go to these clubs, bro. How many times have I been with a chick, bro? I met a chick at Ale House. She was mine for the night, but that was Friday. Then Saturday, the bitch is out again.
This for Friday.
Yeah, like, or how many times, man? There was this one time I was, had a thing for this girl, man. And, like, I was asking, I was like, hey, you trying to hang out tonight? She goes, no, I'm actually sick tonight. I can't hang out. I'm like, okay. And I go to a house party over near Staley Farms. Mm-hmm. This is like, I was like probably 19, 20. And, or 21. And I go to this house party, and she's at the house party. Dude's just sitting there, cuffed up, handful of ass, bro. And you know what the wild part about it was? We were waiting in line to go to the bathroom. Me and him were waiting in line to go to this bathroom upstairs. And we were sitting there just cracking jokes and shit, bro. He goes, man, you know what I'm saying, man? These bitches, man. And we're just laughing and shit, bro. He then, and we became close because when he got out of the bathroom, we're still talking, right? I'm in the bathroom taking a piss. He's still talking to me from outside, bro. We go downstairs, we chopping it up and shit, man, just like freestyling and shit, bro. All of a sudden, man, the girl comes downstairs and then he walks up and then I go upstairs and I guess the girl that I liked was outside, comes back inside. I go downstairs and I think his name was Dante. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, shit, what's up, bro? And then I turned the corner, and there she was sitting there on Dante. Nigga, Dante had a handful of ass and shit, bro. I was, like, sitting there talking to her. I was like, oh. And she looked at me like, oh. And I was start like, coughing. And I just looked. I was like, you bitch.
Dang, bro, just like that?
The multiverse of fuckery, dude. I'm telling you, is the multiverse of fuckery here, dude. So.
So do you think that this is something that's just always going to be part of Casey Dayton?
At least a part of my life is going to be. I can't seem to find someone. Well, you know what a green flag is to me? When I can find a girl that I like and we have no mutual friends. It's almost like I just created her. Like, out of thin air. Just like, where'd she come from? I don't know.
That's always a good thing.
Yeah, that's why I like dating girls that live here but that aren't from here. But eventually, if they're here long enough, by the summertime, they'll be found out about. So, you know, it's what a concept. But
you gotta get into some type of underground. Actually, we all know. I think we've talked about the different underground realms of KC dating. That you know what I'm talking about, yeah, bro. I don't think you would fit in any of them, or you want to be in any of them. But
no, man, because here's the thing: like, if I do end up with one of these, if I do end up with some of these girls here, bro, like if that were to happen. Like, someone's going to be there to try to tear me down. Like, it's always a competition. Because pussy inflation has gone up. And so there's a scarce amount. And the girls that are willing to go out there and give it up, man, or, like, be with somebody is, like, very slim. There are more guys that want to be with girls than there are girls that want to be with dudes. So, like, I think that's also something as well. But, again, like, mm-hmm. I say this jokingly, but, like, there is a level of, like, it's scarce out here where women are going to give themselves out and, like, give a guy a chance that, you know, that she's empowered to, like, hey, he's my type. Like, this is what I'm going to go for. I could have 30 other dudes in my DMs right now, mm-hmm. but, you know, why go for these guys who may give me something that I really want when I can get a challenge and a chase from a guy that I also want? So, bro, it's just nonstop buffoonery, man. And yeah, and not that I'm gonna give up dating in KC. I won't do that. That'd be stupid. But you just gotta know what you're walking yourself into. And oftentimes, I know what I'm walking myself into. 9 times out of 10, they probably have a cat. They probably have a fucking septum ring. They probably have their nipples pierced. They probably have tattoos, which are fine. They probably have some kind. Basically, my dating options are looking a lot like Hollister's clothing rack. It's just everything's gone. I have a limited amount of clothes that I could buy, man. It's a clearance rack now. It's like oh, let's look through here. Let's look through. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, what, mental health issues? Oh shit, let me put that. You go get another one. Oh, she's got a cat. Oh, and she's got a kid. Oh shit, yeah. Like, oh, still fucking her baby daddy. I'll take that too. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Like,
bro, that's crazy.
Yeah, man.
But I mean, I get what you're coming from, man. Like,
now there's nothing wrong with having kids. It's just, you know, 9 times out of 10, you're probably still fucking. Yeah, it's possible. We're co-parenting. Oh yeah. Oh, we have a co-parenter. All right. Yep. Still fucking him. All right. Cool. You know,
co-fucker.
Form a stripper. Yep. Here we go. Stripper with daddy issues. We'll take that too. Yeah, that's what it's looking like. What's my total, sir? Your total is your mental health. That's your total.
Your stress.
So it's going to cost you your mental health, your wallet. It's going to cost you a lot of things. Level. But we actually have a clearance. But we actually have a special right now where if you buy one chick with a septum ring, another chick with pink hair or blue hair, and then you get a recovering drug addict for free. How was that? I'll take it. Fuck it. I'll take it. Like, that's just, that's where I'm at now, man. So the multiverse of fuckery. That's where we're at now. But,
hey, man, keep your head up, though, man. Like you said,
head's always
don't let that distract you from, you know, I'm sure you got other bigger goals than, you know, finding somebody in KC.
I think I do, too.
I mean, stay on your path, bro. Cause like I said, man, we on the ups, man. At least I feel like it. I don't know about you.
No, I'm on the downs. But,
I mean, just, I guess, in general.
But I'll be all right. I'll be fine.
I think the dating part is just a small part of everything.
But. Oh, it's, yeah. That's like number 17 on my list of, like, things I should be doing right now.
Yeah.
What's the week looking like? We got, it's 58 on press. I'm so glad I'm off on Monday, dude. This is about to be lit.
Yeah.
And watch me just fucking chill.
Yeah, folks, get outside, folks. Like,
today?
No, it's 38. No, not today. I'm talking about this week and just in general, bro. Like, man, I can't tell you how much running and just being outside, even getting some sunshine. It may not be, you know, 75 degrees, but, bro, like, it still works wonders on your mental, bro. Like, being outside, catching some sun.
Need that vitamin D, man. That vitamin D, man. So, vitamin C.
A new routine that I started, I was listening to my trainer, Marcus Gates. He got a podcast. And I was listening to it. He was like, you know what? A routine that he does is he wakes up, you know, if it's sunny out, go catch the sun. As soon as you get up, maybe drink some coffee while you're at it for a few minutes. That'll kind of get your mind right and get your body, like, woken up to get your day started. And I've been doing that ever since. Like, as soon as we can get some, or whenever we get some in the morning is when I get out there. And it's like,
yeah, the sun don't come up, bro. It's like 6:30.
Bro, to the start of my day.
Yeah, it's like 6:30 when the sun comes up, man.
I usually get up around. Depends if I start work at 7:30, I get up around 7, get out there, make my coffee, get out in the sun for a little bit, bro, and I'm good, man.
Yeah.
Ready to start my day, so.
Yeah. And, you know, so I was listening to, and that's all, like, great tidbits, man. I like to be outside from time to time. Being inside, man, the shit can kind of get
depressing. Especially when you work from home like me, bro, you're like, dang, I need to.
I love working.
Step out a little bit.
I like working from home to an extent, but I mean, if it's like 100% remote or like hybrid, I'm totally fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
Really, no music. Oh, have you heard Kanye's album yet?
I have not, bro.
Oh, it's you're in for a treat.
Have you heard Beyonce's country songs? I think she has two of them.
Oh, like the LP EPs or whatever. No, I heard they're pretty. There's one I heard that I was like, PBR is gonna play the shit out of this.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna bring all the niggas in there for Black History Month.
You think the country world will let her in?
They don't have a choice. She's big. Beyonce's bigger than every country singer yeah, like today.
True.
Even like the girl Lainey Wilson when she lost the. You know who Lainey Wilson is? Mm-mm. Oh man, so Lainey Wilson is like this blonde chick. But she's a blonde. She's a singer, blonde hair, blue eyes, pretty girl, man. But she's known for having this a big, fat, juicy ass. But recently she just lost it. I don't know what happened. I don't know if she's been working out or what. But she's like, she can still sing, but the ass is gone. Like, She literally sang her ass off.
You crazy, bro.
Yeah, she sang her ass off. She sang her ass off, man. And, yeah, so she's like the one who I keep hearing about the most. And I know, bro, what's his name? Just died, man. Toby Keith died, man.
Bro, that's the, is that the dude who did the songs, the two songs with Nelly?
No, that's Tim McGraw.
Oh, okay.
He did,
I always get it mixed up.
Tim McGraw, it was, what was it, Just a Dream and Over and Over Again is what him and Nelly and Tim McGraw did. No, I don't really know any Toby Keith songs, but I just know he died. And I'm, you know, it's kind of, you know, kind of fucked up.
Man, rest in peace.
Rest in peace to, yeah, rest in peace I'm to sure, Toby Keith. I'm
pretty
Keith,
sure man. He's one of country legends, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Him, Garth Brooks, Tim McGraw, like, those are all, like, there's also, she's not a legend, but, like, there's, I think her name is Miranda Lambert. What's the woman's name who sings the Sunday Night Football?
Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, yeah, like, they're all, like, you know, but Beyonce's bigger than all of them. Like,
yeah. So, yeah, maybe it'll be good for country music if she decides to make more
country. I'd be damn if I let a nigger in here again. Like, you know, they take over everything. But I haven't heard it, though. But Kanye's album was pretty good.
Yeah, I need to check that out.
Did you see Drake? You know why Drake is trending? Have you seen that?
Yeah, I didn't see that video.
I didn't. Fuck no, I didn't see the video, but I heard about it.
Yeah, everybody's talking about it.
Yeah, it's gross.
I wish he would be trending for music.
Yeah, yeah. So when I saw, I was like, because I was completely offline, and when I finally got back online, which Dick's Sporting Goods is he at?
I don't know.
I cannot imagine, bro, being
Pacheco.
Isaiah Braceface Pacheco. I can't imagine being him, bro. Can you imagine how many people like say some wild shit to this dude, bro?
Like, so you know his mom is African American.
Yep.
But his dad is part Puerto Rican, part Dominican.
Yeah, I believe it. Yeah, the last name says it all.
Yeah.
Pacheco? I think he's the first Dominican Republican or Hispanic in football to like win back-to-back Super Bowls.
Oh wow!
Like he's the youngest to ever do it. Like I mean, they better look, man. Bring out the Brinks truck for that motherfucker, bro. They don't win half those games without Pacheco in the run game. He's a beast but his style of play is so it's so archaic, man. And his shelf life might not be long, but he's tough. So.
He likes him. He likes the contact for sure.
Yeah. I remember one time there was this girl. I was at a bar, and he had just scored on a touchdown, and this girl basically told everyone that she was like, "Yep, I did that. I did that." And I looked at her. She goes, "I fucked Isaiah Pacheco. That's why he's playing so well." I was like, "Do you mean it?" I was like, "What are you talking about?" She was like, "No, seriously, I fucked him." And, like, that's why he's playing so well. And she, like, started, like, pointing at her fucking vagina.
Bro,
and I was like, you're really going to fucking take credit for that? Are you serious?
That's crazy.
I was like, I believe they called it DeLulu. Bitch, you are DeLulu, man. Yeah. So, yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's not what Pacheco would. Whenever you ask him, so what made you play so well?
Man, it was Rachel's pussy, man. It was,
pretty sure that's the last thing you would say.
Being deep in them sweet, sweet walls, man. I got it hit every time before he
wouldn't give you any credit for whatever you
every
did.
Time. Yeah, he wouldn't even think about it. He goes, would you give? So, how would you feel? I'm just making the name up, but how would you feel? You know, Rachel said that you know her. You rushed for over 160 yards. She said that you attributed to her vaginal parts. He'd be like, what? No, yeah, that's training. Training in the cold tub. Ain't got shit to do with her. Fuck her. That's probably what he's thinking. Was that Blake Griffin? What the fuck is that? What the fuck is this Teddy Graham looking ass nigga? Care Bear face ass boy, man. Light skinned people are always fucking, they're always winning, man. Black people, dark skinned people need to come back. After Black History Month, we're coming back. God damn it.
We're taking it back.
Hell yeah. I can't even think of any prominent, like, dark skinned people anymore besides, like, Wesley Snipes and Taye Diggs. I mean, yeah, we got Michael B. Jordan, you know. We gonna make it though. Damn, it's for the. Oh, they're talking about the KC Strong.